I just wanted to
go over the last point that we made yesterday, or really that we started 2 days ago, but the one that we saw inside yesterday in the Rashba. If you recall, we were talking about the situation of Yishtabach, Hallel.
They have some sick connection.
So you recall that the Rashba was bothered by Yishtabach and Baruch Shomar, and at the same time by the brachas before and after Hallel. He said, listen, we just proved that certain brachos are not samach l'chaverta. He says, Emes V'yatziv is not samach l'chaverta. How do I know Emes V'yatziv is not samach l'chaverta? Because Shema comes in the middle. And by virtue of the fact that Shema is in the middle, it can't be samach. There's something else in the middle. There's a maisa, right? He says, if you have a bracha before, and then you have the maisa, thank you. And then you have a bracha after, by definition, it can't be considered samach. So rather, what do you have to say? Apparently, there's some brachas, says the Rashba, that were instituted that way. They were instituted meirosh from the Chachamim, that they're going to end with Baruch, but they're not going to start with Baruch. Okay, but why? Why is it like that? So in the case of Hallel, in the case of Yishtabach, what does he say? He says, Inyun Echad. Inyun Echad. Let's take a look at that paragraph. For those that are following along, in the Moser Rav Kook Rashba, it's on Nun Ches. It's the paragraph Ella de Kashili.
I thought we started on Shin.
Okay. If you started, that's fine. I'm picking up over here. Okay. Ella de Kashili. Nun Ches. El de Kashili brachos shall psuke de Zimra. Shekol osan psukim mafsikim. 1 second. What about all of those halukas that you say between Baruch Shema and Yishtabach? Aren't those a hefsik? Just like Shema? Vafil hachi, and still, what happens when you get the Yishtabach? It doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem. Fil hachi Yishtabach, shiachrona, eina posechas bebaruch. It doesn't start with Baruch. Ella, and this is the key line, I think, kibrach asmucha. It's treated like a brach asmucha. It's not actually a brach asmucha chaverta. Right? It's not really brachas milcha verta. How do I know that? Because just like Shema prevents Emes V'yatzi from being a brachas milcha verta, so too all the halukos prevent Yishtabach from being samilcha verta. So if that's the reason, I'm sorry, if that's the case, then what's the reason why it doesn't start with Baruch? Normally a bracha has to start with Baruch. Right? The brachas that come after Megillah reading, the brachas that come after Kriyas HaTorah, right, those brachas get Baruch. Why? Because the thing in the middle is Hafsik. It's not samilch. It's a separate bracha. All right, if that's the case, then the bracha following Pesukah Dezimra and the bracha following Hallel should be treated the same way. It should start with Baruch, because it's a hafsik. B'chim bracha achrona shel kriyas Hallel. So what's his explanation, you remember?
Yeah. He basically said it's like the bracha is not like a separate.
Good.
And it's like one, it's part of the praise. It's part of like the paragraph, I guess. It's one thing, one unit. The bracha and
good, the bracha and the thing that we're talking about. So Vinir Ali says, good. The shiny hanach. These examples are different. Lefi shehab brachos v'hakriya. The brachos and the kriya, meaning the blessing on the hallel and the hallel, or the blessings on Pesukah Dezimra and the Pesukah Dezimra are inyun echad. They're one thing. Kolomar, shebirkos psuke de zimra, upsuke de zimra, hakol inyan shevach v'zimra. If you think about it, the bracha that comes after Hallel is really an extension of Hallel. Yahalucha. It's part of Hallel itself. V'chein Hallel v'yahalucha, hakol shevach v'zemer. Next page. Uke inyan echad mamashein. It's one integrated whole. The bracha and the shevach, or the bracha and the hodah, are all one thing. Lefikach ein hakriya mafseka. So in reality, the kriya is not a hafsek. Now he's not saying that it is in fact samach because of this. See, Rashi says it's samach even though Shema is in the middle, because Shema doesn't create a hafsik, and the whole thing is one thing, and therefore it's samach. Rashba's not saying it's samach. Rashba's saying apparently that sometimes there can be something which interrupts, and therefore the brachas are not samach, and the second bracha must start with baruch. But then there are times when the thing is mafsik, but only so much. And it's mafsik in terms of the relationship of the bracha to the preceding bracha. The brachas are not samach. You can't call these brachos samach lechaverta, because there's something in the middle. So to that extent, yes, there's a hafsik over here, there's a mafsik. But insofar as it's inyan echad, because it's all one idea, Chazal said, you know what, it's not necessary, or maybe it's not even appropriate that the second bracha start baruch. You know, we're going to treat the whole thing. We're going to treat the beginning until the end, plus the matter in the middle, as one whole thing. We're going to treat this whole thing as Pesukei Dezimra. We're going to treat the bracha starting from the beginning as Pesukei Dezimra, along with everything in the middle, and then the thing at the end. So you don't need to have, or you shouldn't have, Baruch Atah Hashem starting that second bracha. But it's not because of Samach.
And what's the original bracha that we're using? What's the original
Baruch Sha'omar in the case of Pesukei Dezimra?
Okay.
The bracha that precedes Hallel, in the case of Hallel. Okay. And then what about Shema?
So basically Rashi would just say there that
Rashi says, no, that is Samach.
That is Samach. It's just you putting it under a different category.
Well, you have to.
It's very similar.
I mean, they all agree that the bracha doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem.
Right.
The question is why?
Yeah.
So Rashi takes the position that's because it's Samach. Shema is not a hafsik, he says.
Right. And you're using
it. So it's not, once it's not a hafsik, that's it. Now it's samach. Rashi was saying, yeah, you're darn right, it's a hafsik. You're doing something in the middle. You're doing something else.
It's not enough of a hafsik.
But because of the way it relates to the brachos, it's not enough of a hafsik to necessitate a new baruch at the beginning of the next bracha. And that's the way Chazal intended it to be. They wanted it to be that way. To demonstrate that it's all in yinecha. But it's not always that way. Reading the Megillah is this type of hafsik that's going to necessitate another baruch. Why? Because the bracha, he says, is just a bracha on the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to read the events from the Megillah. That's the mitzvah. Okay, the bracha is now shevach on the mitzvah of reading the events from the Megillah. You follow?
Right. And then in here, what is it? I mean, when we're talking about Pesukei Dezimra.
The bracha is part of the Pesukei Dezimra.
It is part of the Pesukei.
It's all,
doesn't
it's
really
Shabbat.
Function any differently than any other type of praise would. It's not like functioning in the normal.
Right. It's not like a bracha that you make on the mitzvah. It's not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Asher Kedesham Sol Tzivanu Tzivanu now do the mitzvah. The mitzvah
right.
is unrelated to the bracha.
Right.
It says the same thing with Shema. The same thing with Shema. The brachos of Shema and the Shema itself, as he says at the end here, Lefikach Mafsikin V'hu Adin V'hu Atam L'Kriya Shema U'Berkosel. He doesn't say what the.
So what is it functioning as? What is it?
I just want to finish my thought. He doesn't say what exactly the common factor is over here. In the case of Pesukei Dezimra and Hallel, he says, yeah, there's Shevach and Zemer, and those are consistent themes throughout Pesukei Dezimra and Hallel. But when it comes to Shema, he doesn't say exactly what the thing is, but he says it's just like that. Now, Shema, we know, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's accepting the yoke of heaven. So apparently the brachos, in his estimation, the brachos of Shema that precede and follow Shema and the Shema itself are essentially inyan echa in that regard, as they all share that theme on some level. Question? Comment?
Yeah. I just want to know, so what is he saying the bracha is functioning as? If it's not in the normal...
Which bracha?
Like in Pesukei Dezimra, like the one.
It's a bracha, but it's a bracha that is consistent with the matter that follows it. It's a form of shevach. It's a form of shevach that's in the tzura of a bracha.
When is it like a bracha at all there? Like, why is there a bracha there if it's just like regular shevach? Like, I'm saying it's.
Chacham set it up that way. Chacham set it up. This is a shevach that's going to have a bracha. You're right. Why? I mean, maybe they didn't need a bracha at all. But once they made brachas. Now the question is, why? How can you get away with making the bracha like this? Hallel is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to say hallel in some cases. Okay, so now there are brachas associated with it. What kind of bracha are we going to have? Is it just a bracha at the beginning? Is it a bracha at the end? Well, does it start and stop with a bracha at the end?
That's bracha, Birkat HaMitzvah.
The first bracha is the typical Birkat HaMitzvah that we're familiar with. What about Yahalucha? Where's the bracha? Why doesn't that paragraph should start with Baruch, maybe? So what we're saying is like this, that the Rishonim are looking at the facts and they're saying, listen, there are brachas here. Now, we have rules. This bracha doesn't seem to follow the rules. The Rashi says, you know what, it does follow the rules because it's samach. Bracha samach haverta doesn't have to start with baruch. Rashba says, but it's not samach because shema is a hefsek. So there must be another reason why that bracha is able to start without baruch. Oh, you want to know why? Because it's like halal. It's like psukah de zimra. It's inyan echa. The whole thing is one integrated whole. It's continuous shevach. It's continuous halal. It's continuous kabbal samach shemayim. And that's why to have a baruch at the beginning of that ending bracha is not proper. Because then it would seem like it's something unrelated. But it's not. It's all, and that's the way it was engineered. It was designed to be that way.
To be one big
inyan echa. All right? I just wanted to clarify that, because I think originally when we mentioned the Rashba, I said something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Mentioned that the thing before it was like a bracha because of kabbal samach shemayim. I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying the way we said it today. So anyone that heard the previous recording, please
Abraham.
Disregard that point and understand it in this way. Right. For all two of you that might be listening to the recording. All right. Having said that, let's take a look at Tosos now. I don't know if anyone got a chance to start the Tosos. There's a nice big Tosos here that deals with a lot of these that you didn't actually bring the Gemara though. Okay. It's hard to do this Tosos. It's going to be hard to do this Tosos stuff out of Gemara. What'd you say?
You get one?
Yeah.